you to bring a paper on sanctification. I want you to talk about the second work of grace, sinless perfection, and why those people are wrong. Sanctification. Yes. Yes. And the dangers of that doctrine. No, I think that's one of the most dangerous doctrines that is being disseminated, is the idea that you can be sinlessly perfect. If you don't, all you have to do is just think through what that does to people.
They'd be able to do something.
The Nazarenes, the Wesleyan Methodists, the Salvation Army, just a whole, in other words, the Wesleyan doctrine was that you reached there was a second work of grace, which was called sanctification. In other words, you're justified, then you're sanctified. Salvation is the first work of grace. Then you're sanctified, in which you become, your Adamic nature is eradicated. It's called the eradication of the Adamic nature. And it is a second work of grace. And the Nazarene Church. See, your Nazarene Church is actually what your old Methodist Church used to be. If Charles Wesley and John Wesley were somehow resuscitated and brought back to life, they would join the Nazarene Church. That's where they fit. That's where their doctrines, everything. The Nazarene Church is the clearest enunciation of what the Wesleys taught. But, of course, the Methodist Church, the liberalism and modernism, has pretty well driven that doctrine, you know, when you don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God, then you don't have to be concerned with doctrines per se. You're more concerned with social action, you're more concerned with just how it affects you in a lifestyle. So I'll see you next Thursday after I get back to Hayward. I'll go up there and preach and teach and pray and sing and shout.
How long does it take for this?
I would say about 250, 300 words. Cover it any way you want to, but I want you to do some serious reading on this subject. Show me that you've read something.
You live in three different
I think that when I was saved, I was set apart. I think that that is a constant work of grace, and I will ultimately, in the resurrection, receive total
sanctification.
I believe that there's coming a time when I will be, that will be in the resurrection. It will not be until then. For if we say we have no sin, now see, the Bible says this, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. Now, that is in a continuous action, that you do not practice sin. Now, when you understand that, now but if any man sin, now that's in the aorist, which means a singular punctiliar action. God's will is that I do not practice sin. But when I commit individual acts of sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, God's will is that I do not practice sin. But he has made provision that when I commit acts of sin, that there is forgiveness, there is, but the idea that I can just go on and on and on. But you look up 1 John chapter 2 in the Greek, and you'll get that thought. It doesn't carry over into the English, but do not practice sin. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you do not practice sin. But if any man sin, you see, it's almost a contradiction in the English. Don't sin, but when you sin. But you see, it isn't a contradiction in the Greek language. We don't practice sin, but when we commit acts of sin, I would not think of a fellow that just openly flaunts the rule of thou shalt not commit adultery as having any kind of a relationship with the Lord, because the Bible says these things right out of you, just sin. Well, I've got to catch an airplane, and they don't know how important I am, and they'll just go off without.
See, at the resurrection, Brother Cam will be perfect instead of almost perfect. So don't you do that? We got free lunch. Everyone in the grand born that we've gotten to know. Thank you. did. So I did, it showed us water manifest, and it showed us the devil. Everyone that doing righteousness is not God. The one of loving his brother. This is the message that you heard from the beginning, in order that we should love one another, how we can. I didn't see anything that, that said that he was speaking.
There's that one there, the seed, that's what he's talking about. The seed.
There was no sin that we got from God. There's no sin. Because the seed of him, the name. And he cannot sin. The seed, that seed, that seed is not even.
The reason. That spirit that guides us into righteousness is not able to do that. God bless us, that spirit will convict us, not lose us. He will convict the flesh. He will never go to that. You know, he might go out and sin, you know, enjoy it.
The one there is talking about a different subject than what you were.